coming over here.
Appreciate that.
All right. Item number 5 for Management Services Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into purchase of service contracts for the operation of the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program in the Management Services Division.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Dennis will give a brief overview of the report. I first wanted to acknowledge him and his staff for their leadership. We recently received a $500,000 grant from the state as a result of the relationships, the results, and also our partnerships we have with community advocates and also SDC. To our knowledge, we're the only ones that have received this grant. So this is a great opportunity for us to provide emergency services for the people here in Milwaukee County. So with that said, I'll let Dennis give an overview of the report.
Madam Chair, County Supervisors, my name is Dennis Busing. I'm the contract administrator for the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. The Management Services Division has oversight of the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program for Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County comprises about 25% of the total state budget for energy assistance. We have two subcontract agencies that provide services to the county in the form of application and outreach and assistance to the residents of the county. Our 2014 federal contract is about $2.4 million for services. That's taking the application and other administrative costs. Last year, we distributed about $30 million in energy assistance to 55,000 households at the time of the writing of this report, and about $2.5 million in crisis assistance to approximately another 12,000 households. The additional $500,000 that we received from the state was exclusively for energy assistance. Households that were at risk of having their utilities terminated or that actually were disconnected. SDC and Community Advocates operates four permanent application sites in the community. SDC has one on the east side, one on the northwest side, and then one on the southeast side. Community Advocates operates a centrally located site on James Lovell Street right downtown here. We're asking for approximately $1.4 million for SDC and $722,000 for Community Advocates. That is a slight increase for Community Advocates. The manner in which we allocate the funding is based on the number of applications they took this year.
Thank you very much. Maybe some of you guys caught the story that they did on Channel 12 about energy assistance. If not, Jay Saunders included it in your daily clippings today, so check it out. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could you give us some on this the selection process? There's been quite a few things in the media lately about SDC and their complications that they've gone through. I don't want us to be caught up or slow the delivery of services because one of these contractors may have other internal issues. So could you explain why you've selected them? And do we have a plan B if something were to happen in the next 12 months?
Supervisor Weishan.
Agenda setting.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We do have a plan B. I guess that's the most important thing, always to have a backup plan. We do have a backup plan. We're monitoring the situation very closely. The State Division of Energy Services shares your concern. They're monitoring the situation very closely. This program was last these contracts were last RFP'd in 2011 for the 2012 fiscal year. This program is scheduled to be RFP'd again this spring for the 2015 federal fiscal year. So it is up for RFP. There are no indications. We monitor this about 90 days out, looking at the fiscal situation. There appears to be adequate funding from the state for the services that SDC is providing. SDC starts working on their 2014 budget in October and takes it to their board in December. So we'll have a clearer picture of what their 2014 picture looks like. But at this point, it doesn't appear that there would be any additional overhead on the part of SDC being charged to the energy program.
Well, that being said, have we done an analysis to say, you know, maybe we should have a Milwaukee County employee be taking these applications and providing this versus an outside contractor, as far as maybe we do a portion of the program so that if these, when we privatize these things and these vendors, you know, end up not being able to fulfill their obligations, that then we would at least have a fallback position of a number of county employees that could step up and fulfill that responsibility.
We do still have a couple of county employees at the energy application sites that do assist. We haven't had any problems up to this point, but again, we do have a fallback position, and we've received a plan that we have adequate resources and sites available should a worst-case scenario materialize. So again, we do have backup sites. We do have backup staff through community agencies. The cost of the program, the overhead of the program, is significant. At one time, Milwaukee County did have more staff taking applications, but every dollar of overhead toward administration is one less dollar of benefits to the community. And so the more efficiently that we can run the program, the more dollars we have available for energy assistance.
Right, no, I just, it does no good to get resources, and then because of a vendor, they don't actually get to the people. And I'd be leery about when people talk about efficiency. It just means that people get paid less. That's all. It doesn't mean the paperwork gets done any faster. It just means that the people actually doing it don't have any benefits and work at poverty level wages. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, Supervisor Mayo.
Talking about SDC. In the past, have you had any problems with SDC with the energy program?
We have had no problems. There have never been any audit findings on the annual independent audit report. We receive any of the audit findings that SDC has had in the past have applied to other programs, not the Milwaukee County Energy Assistance Program.
And there have been a number of other organizations who have the energy program that we have said goodbye to them. My issue is that because they had a bad rep about the daycare, everything about that organization is not going to hell in a handbasket. And that organization is doing I'm glad you have a backup plan. And even though we do we have some of our county employees in community advocate?
Just at SDC.
Yes. Why just at SDC?
Well, through attrition, we've lost county employees. There are, you know, over the years, employees retire or take other jobs, so there's two left.
Are they county employees or are they working for SDC?
No, they're county employees.
I move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval. Is there anything else?
I got a question.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do you know if SDC is still located on Richards? Do they still have a Richards location?
Yes, they have three energy assistance sites. One is on Richard Street.
Okay. And who's the current CEO of SDC?
Guy from Aurora.
Just
brand new.
Within the last couple of days, yeah. The former CEO of Aurora Sinai.
Yeah,
Okay. What's his name?
George. George Hinton.
Hinton.
Okay. And you mentioned you had a a plan B, a backup plan?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Would you please disclose it?
We have a backup plan with another community agency.
They submitted an RFP? I mean, they completed
RFP? They're one of the incumbent agencies. So they have provided a backup plan. Community Advocates has provided a backup plan to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any further comments or questions? We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
No.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much.